just a pretty good day, but a very good day. Touch that picture in your mind. Will you please put it there and carry it with you Friday, last Friday of January 2012, well into the new year, as it were. Next month is Valentine's Day. I was in a store yesterday. They're selling away, and I heard Limbaugh do his commercial for strawberry candy or whatever. It was strawberry chocolate. All that stuff is floating around.
I was in a CVS last night. It's all out there.
Everywhere. Go bye, bye, bye. Spend, spend, spend. Do, do, do. It's the American way. Speaking of the American way, we've had a lot of people who are interested in my discussion about whey protein. W-H-E-Y. That will continue. It's a product of cheese making. For those of you who are into working out, you know there's a lot of whey protein material that's available in the stores, and it's pretty amazing how it gets back to sort of, and I don't want to get too stuck on this because I want to bring Michael McMaster in here, but the amount of material, the good material that's in some of our foods, milk is a good example, that gets extracted and thrown away. Or it's used for something that it didn't ever seem to be, you know, I mean, who would have thought that whey, when you're making cheese, the byproduct of cheese is protein. And people who are working out want to build themselves up. This is a perfect way to do it. It's not, you know, these bodybuilders that use all of the steroids that kill them. I mean, literally kill them. They ruin your liver and your and your kidneys, and I mean, make you look better, but it shortens your life. Well, these things, these whey, these natural things that come from cheese, they're terrific. There are whey bars now. There are whey protein canisters of this stuff. We just get it out of the when we're hanging the cheese after it's been curdled. You make cheese, Roberta? I would have thought you'd be good.
Yes, yes. I've made my own ricotta cheese.
Yeah, ricotta. Listen to the way she pronounces it.
Ricotta cheese.
Ricotta cheese.
Ricotta.
So, what did you do with the liquid that came out when you were making the cheese, the whey? What did you do with it?
I actually saved it for baking.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be interesting. You realize this stuff's going for about $100 a gallon.
Is it right? Really?
Oh,
it's funny because I just made myself my morning breakfast shake, and I put a scoop of whey protein in it.
Yeah, good. And look at you.
And look at me.
Look at Roberta.
And look at me.
Look at her.
She is the picture of fitness.
Yes, Roberta Fasanelli. Actually, she is. She's becoming much, looks much better than she used to. That's probably not the proper thing.
I know. Somehow that's a compliment, but in a weird way.
Jennifer Horn is here, along with Rich McFadden. And Michael McMaster joins us now. Michael is a philosopher, sort of. He helps a lot of people for 30 years he's been helping people, you and people just like you, as to how they think. Understanding how you think affects the way you live. So this week, Michael, we have been awash in discussions about, well, some people equate it to the Masons, to the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them. There's the new, I was going to say Jack Bauer show, Kiefer Sutherland show, has Richie fascinated because of the power of the mathematical connections.
The Fibonacci sequence.
Fibonacci code, or the sequence.
Right.
And its connection to those who would want to control us. So we've had all kinds of references this week on the program to what some people refer to even as galactic oneness. How we are connected. And so there are a lot of things floating around the Internet. And again, I don't pay a lot of attention to this stuff, even though it's my spiritual belief that we are all connected. But now all of a sudden, boom, from everywhere, people are listening to Richie and I and the ladies talking about this, and they're sending me this picture and that picture, and my God, it's like it's everywhere.
The basic premise, Michael, is that this kid sees life through the Fibonacci code, which is a mathematical equation that nature follows in everything. Pine cone spirals, the galactic, the universe, the Milky Way, everything follows this mathematical code.
So is that like the, I mean, people have told me about this show, now I've got to go and watch it.
Yeah.
But it's like an underlying intelligence that's deciphered through mathematics, is that what it is?
But it's not really an intelligence, it's a connection in the universe that everything in nature follows this mathematical equation, and therefore we're all connected. So this kid can see people connected through this mathematical equation, the past, present, and future. and tries to, because he's autistic, can't really speak about what he's seeing, right, but tries to give clues as to what he's seeing, and Kiefer Sutherland finally figures out what he's trying to say and then follows the clues.
Well, there's
now I've got to watch the show.
It's a fascinating premise.
Well,
really
here's
is.
Let me go one step further with this, Richie. There's a photo that's attached to a file that I saw that came, I believe, from this program, and the sender points to a line that says, "This is the beginning of a shift in consciousness." And the picture says on it, "Mysticism, mythology, and New Age interpretations. A rise in diagnosing behavioral disorders, i.e. autism. For a select few, this is a false diagnosis. It's the beginning of a shift in consciousness. We are witnessing an evolutionary step." Someone may say this is BS, you know, why don't you, so bring us now from your perspective.
That's the ad that the Danny Glover character places.
Right.
With autism, I'm actually around a lot of parents whose children have autism. And, you know, they're completely, they don't know what to do. But the interesting thing about children with autism is that a lot of them have very specific talents that are way beyond what most other children have. And the trick is here to be able to get them to focus on that talent, because I believe in listening to you and what you just said, some of these children are going to be able to take mankind forward in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there. But everything is connected. Everybody is connected. And now I got to watch this show because I truly believe that there is an underlying intelligence in nature that sort of governs everything as to when everything
will happen.
Well,
that's what the numerical coefficient is, and the Fibonacci
right.
code. That's what Richie's talking about and how it plays in here. How clever that somebody, Kiefer is obviously no dummy. He now
right.
has to produce his own stuff, and he came up with his concept with somebody else, much the same as someone came to him with the concept of 24, and then they worked it out. So this is something to put us in touch with the future, which,
right.
you know, as we all say, is now. The future was, in a moment, it's today, and then it's tomorrow, and we think a moment of the past, it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. One thing is clear, that we have a connection with our brethren from the past. One of the things that someone sent me was a picture of the pyramid and how it is that the pyramid could have been built because there was no real mechanical device other than human sweat and labor and, you know, a few things that had been developed with ropes and tackle and that kind of stuff, moving those blocks around. And yet it was the perfection that is demonstrated by the pyramids is more than most people can even come close to understanding.
Some societies in the past or civilizations are actually more advanced than what we are.
Yes.
I mean, we think in terms of, you know, technology and how advanced we are. But when you look at something like that, though, there was a greater intelligence that did exist
yep.
at that period of time. And
well, there is a greater intelligence. We just don't acknowledge it, it seems.
You know, now that you say that,
exactly.
I'm not sure. But I would imagine that a pyramid also follows the Fibonacci code.
You probably find that there is some kind,
mathematical.
People throughout history have understood this about mathematics. You know, Pythagoras understood it. Mm-hmm. He was the one that came up with numerology. So he understood that there was some underlying code to do with mathematics that did exist through everything. He was the first one.
There's a picture of a pyramid. I mean, I'm going back to what I said a few minutes ago about the Illuminati. Isn't there a symbol of pyramid? And the Masons, it's a pyramid with an eye in it.
Yes.
And that shows up on our dollar bills.
Yes.
Right. So how is all of this connected?
The construction of the pyramids do follow the Fibonacci code.
You just looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
fascinating.
It really is fascinating.
I think from what I'm understanding what you're saying about this show, this is going to bring a lot of enlightenment to people because society is moving forward in a more spiritual understanding. And I think this is something that's there, whether it could have been put there by the universe, whatever, to bring a new level of understanding that people can gain to understand where they're going and how things are connected.
It's just amazing how it flies in the face of what some people want you to believe and how some people are so afraid of this that they want, you know, the strict religionists can't stand what they call the so-called occult, because it doesn't jive with a lot of the things they've been taught. Even though, if you really read between the lines of the major books like the Tarot and the Torah, I mean, Tarot, listen to that, the Bible, these things all come out of these books. People just choose not to read them or not to believe them or not to understand them. Yes?
Well, yeah, there are lines in the Bible, you know, that Christ said. I mean, one of the things that he said is that you can do as I do. He never put himself really above people.
Yeah.
And another thing that he said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Well, that is a lot of the same things that have been taught today. It's just different words.
Yeah.
But it's true. You know, as time has gone on, the church has chosen what it wanted to choose, basically so that it controlled people, so that you didn't have the power.
Yeah.
Put itself in between you and God.
There you go. It's all about power and control. God has the answer. We don't want you. You need us to find it.
Exactly.
Nonsense. Yeah. Go outside, get on my tractor with me, and watch stuff grow, and you see where God is. That's where God is. Just watch a calf being born on the farm. There's God right there. Michael McMaster is the man with a message. Michael-McMaster.com. M-C-M-A-S-T-E-R. But if you can't remember that, go to DougStephan.com. Michael's picture is there. Brings you to his website. A lot of people are helped, as I said, by his either connecting him directly, or you can listen to some of the CDs that are available there as well. Lots of our listeners have signed up to do that, and I think they would probably tell you to a person that they are better off for having done that. So check it out through DougStephan.com or direct at his website, Michael-McMaster.com. Pensive thoughts. Thank you, Michael. It's 19 after the hour. This is Doug Stephan's Good Day.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up, your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite songs. But...
from Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Yes.
Have you heard Stevie Ray Vaughan lately?
He's not doing too many. Actually, he is.
Yeah.
His family keeps digging up old songs that they find and re-releasing.
Pretty much like Michael Jackson's family does.
They'll be...
Oh, Michael Jackson is in the news. God, yeah. Richard, you're
oh, weird. Why is this song playing?
Oh. Let's see, there's a Michael Jackson story we can talk about. You think so? Jen. Actually, the picture of Michael Jackson's children at DougSteffen.com, the story of their taking part in a ceremony to honor their father. His shoe and his glove were put into the cement in front of the Chinese Theater yesterday on Hollywood. It's in Hollywood, it's on Hollywood Boulevard. In front of the Grauman Chinese Theater. Did you see those pictures?
Yeah.
I did.
Poor TMZ now looking at it.
And now there's this whole Cirque du Soleil thing. The Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil.
Really,
some people like it. But there is, I heard yesterday a commentary of somebody who had seen the show here in Los Angeles a couple of days ago, and they said it was just a big Michael Jackson concert. There are dancers up on the stage. See, I don't really know that much about Cirque du Soleil.
We had the guy, the producer of the show.
I know, but I've never been to see one. I know that we had somebody on talking about it, but the experience, I don't think you get the experience, like a lot of things, unless you actually go see. You're going to hear people talk about it, but you don't visualize it well enough. And having been there, I don't know if any of you, Roberta would be the most likely one to have seen a Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, I've seen several Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, me
and what
too.
Is the, what's the premise behind it?
Well, it's a non-animal circus. It's a circus that has a lot of acrobatics.
Beautiful body movement.
Beautiful body movement.
With beautiful bodies?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's the music and the lighting and the theme that's presented around. It's kind of ethereal, you know, the whole way that it's presented.
And with the Michael Jackson thing, the guy
was, music.
Was telling us that not only is it set to his music, but they reproduced original tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So he had the music from his family.
Yeah, so that it's a different take.
Apparently, Richie, the take is not only the dancers, but the video that goes from his career. This is a career-wide sort of thing. And the video is very, you know how you go to these concerts now and you sit so far back, you got to have screens so you can actually see something. You might as well be home watching on the television. But they have these screens, and that's what the Cirque du Soleil experience apparently is.
I used to go to Vegas a lot in my younger days because we had what's called a trade at the lovely Imperial Palace Hotel, which is where we would run advertising and they would give us room and stuff.
And you could get all the fleas that you could find in their rooms.
Right.
Absolutely. And so one of the times we went up there, we went to see O, which is a Cirque du Soleil show
that's still
playing in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I had worked all day and I had driven to Vegas and we had tickets to the 10 o'clock show. And I remember I had just dozed off when this huge fire ring lights up, and you know when you think like something's on fire because you're half asleep. Anyway, it was sad. I jumped, I jerked. It was very embarrassing.
Yeah. But it really is a phenom. Apparently.
Yeah.
So
they have a hoochie coochie Cirque du Soleil that I'd like to see called Humanity. Yeah.
Huh. Like
also in Michael Jackson news, Doug.
Say what, Rich?
Also in Michael Jackson news.
Yes, Rich.
Is it next Wednesday? When does Glee come on, Jen?
I think it's next week that they're doing the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they're doing a whole Michael Jackson special that actually looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Really? Richie, you know, you're a brilliant thinker and promoter. You tied that in so well to the rest of the story. I'm so proud of you that you actually...
You should see what he's going to do next.
Found that information.
That's why you pay me the megabucks.
And you put it together like nobody else in radio could have done. It's a shock.
Well, at least you.
Thank you.
I don't know about anybody else, but...
Okay, coming up. Can you imagine a world without school teachers?
Oh, dear.
The world is shaping up to be creating the existence of education without buildings and without teachers. Can you believe it? If you're a teacher, listen up, and maybe you want to chime in at 800-510-8255. Next in our consideration here on Good Day.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast. And healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the healing seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance and how unfortunate.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I promise, 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our Washington studio. Jennifer Horn here in Los Angeles with me. Jennifer is doing a fine job this week. She's been a little under the weather, but she's now the keynote speaker.
How are you feeling,
I'm
Jen?
Back in action.
Back.
Yep.
In
she's back.
Action. Yeah, she's back. And we have the queen of cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, who's done her best to present you with the tons of freebies
for your Friday.
And then we also have at DougSteffens.com Phil Lempert, who's our supermarket guru. He doesn't belong to me. He's not ours in that sense. He's yours, actually.
He doesn't belong to me. I don't keep him in my pocket yet, but I will.
Yet. A lot of information on food because he studies food supplies, food as it's distributed, where to get the best food, all kinds of information. He's been known for that for decades. So I'm so happy to have him connected with us here on
this fascinating stuff.
Radio connection, right. Information on his blog on child nutrition programs that are available. What you need to know about feeding your children. You'd think it would be sort of common sense, but it isn't with a lot of people. Some people just don't have a clue because they've grown up around garbage as much as they have, and they just don't know. They don't know. And that's one of the things that really is troubling about our educational system. A lot of you who are parents, we've all been students. We've all gone to school. We've all had our favorite school teachers, our favorite years. Third grade was a great one for me. Actually, three, four, five, and six. I liked junior high school, too. I actually loved school. I didn't like that my first grade teacher was Miss Sturdivant.
He was one of those.
And she used to crack my knuckles because I would say things.
The good old days.
Out of turn. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
When crack you could get
my
your knuckles,
knuckles
cracked.
With a ruler, yes. And I think that's when I started to be rebellious. I became Richie in the first grade under the influence of Miss Sturdivant.
You were never rebellious in school. You were the teacher's pet.
I was because I figured out how to get, I guess, I liked it.
Trying to chill her.
But
I
was just a bad boy. I liked it, too. I was a pet
became,
as well.
Oh, stop it, you two. Will you please?
What? No, I worked it. I was saying I was with you.
Oh, you? Okay. Yeah. You were with Richie.
No, I was with you. I said I was a teacher's pet, too. We learned how to work the system. It was fun.
Richie, I just liked them as people. I didn't really understand what it was. I just liked them.
I didn't go that far.
I did. No, I liked them. I loved it. You hear me all the time talking about Alice Scipione and all the things that I remember from her class. That was a fourth grade, for heaven's sakes. I remember, I can always remember daily lessons from her. The best one, though, is learning how to spell friend. A friend is a friend of the end. I had a horrible time with I before E, except after C. And she used to say, Dudley, how do we spell friend? And I would make her proud because she knew that I had gotten it. And that's the way school teachers were then, and I think the best ones are like that still. They make you feel good about what you know and help you to learn what you don't know. It isn't this blanket, oh, you're doing a wonderful job. If you're not doing a wonderful job, you need to be corrected. You need to be helped. I'm still being corrected at this stage of my life by Whippersnapper McFadden. We all are still learning. Yeah. And when you get into the environment that has been created or concocted, the official school rules and the official school, where did this all come from? America is really the only country in the world that has an educational system like we do. Many other countries have much longer school days. Children are enmeshed in two things as they grow up, school and work. That's it. Our country, it's kind of school, and then let's have some fun. That's what it is for most people. And it does it all revolve around the tools that are around now, the things, the iPhone, the iPad, the Kindle, the Nook. And if, in fact, that's the case, can you envision, now let's just stop for a second and put your mind into that television mode and imagine the unintended consequences of all this technology, especially for the educational establishment, because for the first time, you can envision a school without a school, not a public school building, no teachers, a future without public school administrators, no State Department of Education, with their rigidly enforced, politically correct social transformation curriculum, a future without school taxes, the future...
Come on now.
What? No million-dollar classrooms? I see this happening, and I think that it's something that we ought to think about at 800-510-8255. You're a teacher. Some people think you're overpaid. I know you don't. Your mother doesn't, Jennifer. They are...
She's not overpaid for what she does. Absolutely not.
No. My daughter is a teacher in a private school... And I
private
say this,
school teachers even make less than public school.
She's the highest paid teacher at this school, and that's because she has an Oxford PhD, and that's why they hired her. Not because they didn't even know whether she could teach. They just saw Oxford PhD, swell, you're hired.
Remember the girl I used to date before I dated and married my current wife, Doug?
I think I dated her too, didn't I?
Yeah.
Whatever. So did I, actually. Yeah, you. Yeah.
Yes, I remember her.
She was a teacher in a private school. Yeah, she was a very cool girl.
Very sweet.
A teacher in a private school. I do not. She made like $13,000 a year.
Private school teachers are mostly paid.
I was like, how do you pay your rent?
Yeah. Megan makes about $68,000 a year.
That's pretty good.
But that's the top of the scale at a school like this.
Because I know the school that I went to, going to Catholic school, I mean, oh my gosh, I always used to beg my mom, come teach at my school, come teach at my school.
But your mother makes more money than that working in a public school.
A little bit more, yeah. She's at the top, almost, because she has a master's degree, and she's almost at the top of her scale for the public system. So, yeah.
Right. Now, is that too much money for a teacher? Heavens, no. We were talking about value,
especially,
and how we value
Los Angeles.
Right, yeah. So,
and, you know, my mom's one of those teachers that takes on extra stuff. I mean, we think about teachers just teaching, but a lot of them, because they've had to make so many cuts in schools, a lot of teachers have had to pick up the slack.
Well,
like
the tutoring.
Literacy coaches, clubs, and all the stuff that used to be staffed by someone else now falls onto the teachers.
Megan does tutoring 4 times a week with various students.
I mean, my mom's never home before 6 o'clock, and they get out of school at 3:15.
But you know what? She gets $150 an hour for this.
Really? For tutoring?
For tutoring.
No.
$150 an hour.
Yeah, tutoring's big money.
And you could start a little. I'm trying to encourage her to start a little tutoring business.
She should. I mean, my mom does it for free. It's
because it's in a public school.
I know.
Megan would have done it for free, except somebody said, oh, no, you need to charge for it. Well, okay, she charges for it.
That's a good side business.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, but back to the essence of why we are in need of doing all of this, it's because people are not reading, they're not writing, they're not being taught properly in the circumstances, because all of the sort of traditional lessons that we were taught, as corny as it sounds, about reading and writing and arithmetic, under the tune of a hickory stick, all of that stuff is what I think made my brain work better, frankly, knowing what I knew then and how it led me to be more curious and want to learn more, I think that's really what it's about. So part of what I'm asking here, and if you're a teacher, again, perhaps you'd like to participate, 800-510-8255. With the tools that are around now, some schools are requiring, as a matter of fact, Megan's school, they bought iPads for everybody. Everybody in this school has an iPad. And you got to have it with you as part of what you use.
It's your books. Bring your books.
Yeah, right. So, okay, then you got to, there are plenty of instructional. Look at the colleges that are online. You don't have to go anyplace. So you put that technology together, and you could easily imagine, easily, a world without school teachers or public education, the taxation, the buildings, and especially when you look at in Los Angeles, where in the last 3 or 4 years they've spent $1 billion building these unbelievable, monstrous edifices. Is that the right word? An edifice is a big complex.
Big, huge monstrosity.
Yeah.
Monstrosity.
And the kids are dropping out like flies.
Okay, I don't know if you heard me talking, because this was off the air, I think, when we were on a break. But LA Unified called in my mom and a bunch of teachers saying that they were going to close the school a month early because they can't afford to keep it open.
Oh my
so LA Unified is shutting down in May this year, even though they were scheduled to run school through the end of June.
Wow.
How sad is that for the kids?
What a commentary on that.
And we're not hearing anything about it. I mean, I don't know if they've announced it publicly, but they came to my mom with that saying, hey, this is all we can do. We're only funded through May.
Another good, funny take on that is the governor of Virginia just tried to extend the Virginia school year and have it start before Labor Day, like the week before Labor Day, like a lot of the states.
Yeah.
Because he feels like the school year is too short, like it should go another couple of weeks to be able to compete with on the world market, on the world stage. The lobbyists for vacation industries shut it down.
Yeah.
They said, we need this business, through August.
Yeah.
We cannot have you take this last 2 weeks of the vacation period away from us.
Remember I said I met this woman from Australia when I was leaving Washington last week, Richie? We had a great conversation. She and her daughter were visiting in America for a month. And I had forgotten that it's their summer down there and their schools are off. But their schools are off for a month. That's it. They are 5 weeks, she said, and that's it. Everybody goes back to school, and they have, so there is a prolonged.
In Colombia, they do the same. They have a month
four
off
or 5 weeks, that's
at
it.
Christmas, and then they have 3 weeks off in the summer.
Yeah,
that's it. And that's it.
Okay,
yeah.
So there's that approach, or there's the approach that we're talking about here. Forget about going to school at 7 in the morning and coming home at 4 in the afternoon. Forget about Monday through Friday. Forget about books. Forget about teachers. Forget about all that stuff. But that in a reasonably soon, in the foreseeable future, we will have people learning. And in fact, because, and this is my propaganda here, this is my read on it as an anarchist, I'm figuring that part of the revolution here is going to be to, I don't mean literally burn down this sort of the tradition of education, which hasn't worked. But at the end of the day, we're just going to say, no, I'm not going to pay for all of this stuff because we can teach our children at home. It's like if you don't have to pay your taxes, if I didn't have to pay taxes on the various properties that I own, I could pay somebody full time to teach my children if I had children of that age. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I could have a full-time teacher. Instead of paying taxes in this circumstance.
With a one-to-one ratio with you
right.
and your kid, yeah?
Yeah, right. And this would be, you could have them live with you. Live in. 24 hours a day.
And we'd have a shortage of teachers then, though.
How's that? They have a surplus.
Because you need one for every
kid. You need one-on-one.
There's a one-to-one.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, but you know what? It may be that you don't need it. Maybe your mother or the father.
A lot of
that
goes on now, the homeschooling.
Exactly.
Kid down the street from us, one of Sean's friends is homeschooled.
Yeah. Several people I know, a woman that works for me on the farm, homeschools her three children, and she devotes 7 hours a day to these children. They're healthy, they're happy kids.
And this kid is very intelligent.
Yeah.
A very smart kid.
And they're learning. And one of the things that they're learning, when she's at the store working on the farm, they're all there
doing their work. There are three chairs. They sit in the three chairs. I come in to the store, and there they are working away on their papers. And when her mother's not busy, they're asking her questions. Mom, what does this mean? Mom, what does that mean? And so, but the point is, there's a revolution that's going to take place. This is one of the thing, because the educational establishment has abused their power. They have. Too many unions, too much fighting about what they want to do and what they can't do, and they don't get the big picture. They don't see it. And I say that as a collective, and I know that's not fair because not everybody's like that, Jennifer's mom included, or my sister is a teacher in a middle school in Framingham, has been doing it for years and years and years. And she still likes her job, doesn't much like the circumstances, but I know, and I don't say this because, she's my sister, but she's the one who takes the special ed kids and tries to make them, and I didn't even know this until a couple of years ago. She spent most of her career, she teaches a class or two of regular students, but then they collect all of the kids that don't know anything about history, that have special needs, and they plop them with her for 3 or 4 hours a day. And she teaches them one-on-one about our history and the relevance of the things that are part of our history to today. And she's so passionate about it, but I never would have figured that, because we don't have that sort of, you know, our conversations aren't about that. And she didn't tell me the story. I think Tony did, in fact, because Tony and she were very close. But it's a fascinating thing how you work around what's there if you really want to get the job done. But then the question comes, how many really want to get the job done? I think there are more than we think there are. But they all suffer at the hands of those who don't do well because they don't want to do well. And they are damaging the children. The children in this country, very fragile. Maybe everywhere they're fragile. It's a special time now in our country. And I guess I remember back to the music. Miss Prescott taught me in the second grade how to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. How I Wonder Where You Are. Up above this, what is the rest of it?
Up above the world so high. High.
Like a diamond in the sky.
Yeah. Second grade. Phew.
And you remember that?
I do remember. 11 before the hour and good day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
All right. Food for thought. Man, I get wound up about stuff.
You're all cranked up, aren't you?
Stuff like that. The Super Bowl poll at DougStefan.com asks you
Giant.
To give us... No, that's not the question.
Oh.
What's your favorite part of it?
Snacks, it'll be next week,
commercials,
though.
Halftime, the game, Roberta.
Just early.
51 after the hour.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeATHome.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Glover.
Danny's daughter?
I was really surprised when I hit the button. I thought it said Danny Glover, and I was like, what is this?
Danny Glover. I didn't believe this is, I think this is Danny Glover's daughter, though, isn't
it,
Tucker? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I think this is Mervyn Warren singing Plan On Forever from the movie The Wedding Planner, which was number one at the box office during this week in 2001. Isn't that, that's J-Lo, right?
Jennifer Lopez, Matthew
McConaughey. Yeah. Right. Man, is he losing his hair fast? I saw him, he's out here doing some ad for some new kind of hair thing to fix his hair. So that doesn't take away from his acting ability.
Oh, that, yeah, it will. That guy has parts based on his look, man. He loses his hair. He's in trouble.
Really?
Well, if he loses his hair, then he could always hire Josh Lucas because it's like his evil twin.
Yeah.
Hey, Chucker, exactly have you seen The Firm yet with Josh Lucas?
Yeah, I like it a lot, actually.
I like it, too. I heard bad reviews about it, but it's a good show.
I saw a little of it. It looked pretty interesting.
The reviews actually were pretty decent. The ratings are awful. I mean, although NBC cut a deal with who's ever producing it, they're paying a marginal fee to air it. So I think they'll air all 22 episodes, but it's unlikely it'll be back for another.
What they ought to do is what they do with Law & Order is play it on NBC and then right away play it over on, what is it, TNT or USA, whatever the NBC cable channel is?
Isn't USA.
Is it?
You know, NBC did the
it's
same.
Not TNT.
TNT actually did the same thing with Southland, which I told you guys off the air, I think is one of the best shows on TV. It's certainly one of the best cop shows I've seen in the last 10 years. So it aired on NBC for two seasons, canceled due to low ratings, and TNT picked it up because it was produced by John Wells, who created ER, and it's really a great program.
Yeah,
and only I think 2 million people a week are watching, which is a shame, but it's terrific.
It's like the same number of people that are watching some of the stuff on cable, the cable news shows, et cetera, et cetera. So let's get to this contest before we get the preview of what movies are coming out this weekend. Here's the number one movie at the box office a year ago at this time. Ridiculous, stupid, guy's annoying.
Well, I might know it then.
Yeah, you would, Rich. Here's the first clue.
I think this is the greatest moment of my entire life.
I know. My too.
800-510-8255. I actually saw this movie and got nauseous watching it. Next clue, Richie.
We're not partners. I'm the hero. You're my sidekick. That's what this is.
Okay.
I'm Indy. Short Round. Simon Garfunkel. Scooby Doo.
I must admit, though, there were a couple of funny places in the movie. All right, Chuck, you got this figured out?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got it.
All right, 800-510-TALK. If you know what the answer is, what the movie is from last year at this time, you'll call us. We'll put you on the air. You win a swell prize. If you haven't won before, here's your last audio clue.
I want you to take my hand. I want you to come with me on this adventure.
I'll go with you, but I don't want to touch you.
Okay, you don't have to take my hand, but will you come with me on this adventure?
All right. It was. There were some funny bits. Even though I find this guy annoying, it was funny. There's some funny bits. 800-510-TALK. Chucker has the weekend update for us in a moment on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Chucker, what's out this weekend?
Three movies hit the theaters. Doug the Gray, the outdoor adventure film with Liam Neeson. Reviews are terrific.
It looks
good. I'm excited to see it. Man on a Ledge, a thriller starring Sam Worthington of Avatar
fame. That looks good.
Good to see Ed Harris back on screen.
One
for the Money, a new film based on a popular series of books starring Katherine Heigl, formerly of Grey's Anatomy. One bit of news I want to bring up. Rich might like this. I don't know if he knows. Matthew Broderick will reprise his role of Ferris Bueller for a commercial that will air during the Super Bowl next Sunday.
You can see it at DougStefan.com.
We have it at DougStefan.com, Chucker. Check it out. Here's good. Jerry in Cadillac, Michigan. What's the name of the movie? I guess not.
Sorcerer's.
No, too late. Terry, what's the name of the movie? Fast.
Green Hornet.
You got it. The Green Hornet. Hold on.